We were founded in 1951 primarily as a teaching and research resource for the drama department, which was the very first one in the country. So we fulfil three functions really. We're an archive, we're a museum, and we're a library. So we collect anything to do with the creation and the process of making theatre, mostly documents, but some artwork and the occasional object.
That's quite a broad spectrum to work from and gain material from, isn't it? And no wonder it's such a big collection.
Yeah, I mean, our earliest thing dates from 1575, and our most recent thing will be 2 or 3 weeks old. So it's very broad. We're very strong on Bristol Theatre. So we have the Bristol Old Vic Company Archive, but we also have the London Old Vic Company Archive. We have a lot to do with Victorian theatre. We have a lot to do with contemporary live art and performance art. So it's fairly broad in its scope.
So what kind of things have we got here then? Give us some examples of what we've got in the collection.
Okay, well, here's some things that we've got out for the Centenary website, actually. One of the more bizarre objects, this cannonball.
it's in a box, I must say. It's come out of a cardboard box with a note, "very heavy!" exclamation mark on it.
And it was the counterweight for the theatre, for the curtains.
Oh, really?
And they drilled a hole through it. Pick it up, it's so heavy.
Oh, blimey, that is heavy! Wow, so that was used just for the curtains, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it took five cannonballs to counterweight the safety curtain at the theatre.
Fantastic.
So that's one of our more bizarre objects.
That is, like you said, I mean, that really, you know, just a small part, I suppose, of the whole theatre experience, but yeah, still part of the history.
It is part of the history, and I think it's quite an engaging object for people. We had a group of blind people in, and it was something that we could give them, they could feel, it was something tangible, so that worked.
Lovely. What
really
else have
well.
We got?
Well, again, relating to Bristol Theatre Royal. In here, when the theatre was founded in 1766, 50 basically venture capitalists of the day each gave £50 to get the theatre going. And in return, they each got a silver token. And this one you can see says King Street, Bristol Theatre, May the 30th, 1766. It's number 2. The proprietor of this ticket is entitled to the site of every performance to be exhibited in this house.
Wow. So each of the people who contributed that £50 got one of these?
Got one of these, and then they could go and see a performance. Didn't give them a seat, but it gave them a chance to see it, to stand and watch it.
Kind of like a membership, a loyalty card almost.
A loyalty
almost.
Card. 1766 version of a club card.
Lovely
yep.
stuff. There we
so
go.
They're quite precious and special. And we're trying to work out who was given them. We know who was given them in 1766, and we're trying to track where they all are now.
So these have been passed down through generations then,
yeah,
have they?
Yeah.
And how many of them we actually got of all that were around?
3. We've got number 2, number 26, number 42. The theatre has one, and I know Peter O'Toole has one, for example.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they are still in existence.
They're out there somewhere.
They're out there somewhere, and the theatre still honours them.
Really?
I'll stay in the boxes here.
You're never tempted to take them out and go down the theatre?
No.
And I've seen a pair of gloves in this box here. What have we got?
These are well-travelled gloves. We loan these out on exhibitions all over the world, actually. These were Laurence Olivier's gloves.
Oh, wow.
From The Entertainer, when he played Archie Rice, the musical.
Yeah.
Yeah? And everybody remembers him with his white gloves. Well, these are his gloves.
And signed.
He signed them and gave them to the wardrobe mistress after the show, and then through. Then eventually through time they've come to us.
Fantastic. Now, how do you actually get your hands on these things? I mean, I assume people donate them, but do you spot these things out there and ask people to consider giving them to the collection?
Mostly people come to us. Mostly people have heard about us, and they'll come to us and say, "I've got such and such an object. Would you like it? Would like to give it to somewhere?" And we've decided you're the place to give it to. People like giving things to us because of the involvement we have with students, and because they know if it comes here, we're a registered museum, so we can never sell it or get rid of it. We'll always look after it. And if it comes here, students will use it. But also we're open to the public, so anybody who wants to see it can come and do it for their private research or study, whatever, or just general interest.
What sort of reaction do you get from the students then? I mean, do they make the most of this sort of archive?
They do. Yeah. They do. They really do. They come down and they work here. They get on with things. They get quite involved with things, actually. Last year, they put a production on, a play on, based on objects in the archive, things that had inspired them, and then they made their own review based on that. They used this makeup box, funnily enough. This is a makeup box belonging to an actor, Eric Jones Evans, and they used this as a starting point for their own work. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible. I mean, not only the box, but it's actually got the original makeup in it as well.
Yeah.
Rouge de Theatre.
And his lucky charms.
Oh, look.
And look, a rabbit's foot.
Is that a genuine rabbit's foot?
That's a genuine rabbit's foot, and that was for applying the makeup. So we got an old one of our volunteers, who's an older lady whose father was an actor, to come in and talk to the students about how a makeup box like this would have been used, because they didn't use it. And they managed to track down some supplies of rouge and things and then started to do that. So it really brought the archives to life, actually.
That's fantastic.
Really nice way of doing it.
Wonderful. And you mentioned members of the public can come and see this collection.
Yeah. Yeah, we have people. We have a small exhibition space downstairs where we have change exhibition every term. People can come in, members of the public come in and use us for all sorts of reasons. Somebody this morning just phoned and said, I'm doing research on Charlie Chaplin. You've got material here. Can we come in and have a look and see that? Somebody else phoned and said, I'm interested in how stages were flooded for Victorian spectaculars. Can I come in today and learn more about that? So you never know. You never know what somebody's going to phone and ask for.